Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland. This is about the recently dropped spy case in the United Kingdom. So two men were charged with espionage, Christopher Cash and Christopher Berry. So two white British men, not people who are ethnically Chinese. The Chinese government, they sometimes recruit overseas Chinese people to commit acts of espionage, as in Chinese Americans, Chinese Australians, whatever. Now, I'm not suggesting that all or most people of Chinese stock or citizens of other countries are engaged with espionage. Absolutely not. Just a handful are. So there was a similar case a year ago. There were people who, well, one guy found dead in a park in mysterious circumstances, a healthy middle-aged man. Was he murdered by the Chinese state? I don't know. And as for Mr. Cash and Mr. Berry, I'm not saying that these gentlemen are guilty, okay? They have the presumption of innocence, and the case didn't even go to trial in the end. So they allegedly had gathered information that would be useful to China and handed it on to the People's Republic of China. And the whole case collapsed because the government would not be willing to label China a national security threat. So is this pusillanimity by His Britannic Majesty's government? The Director of Public Prosecution, Stephen Parkinson's, say that they couldn't go ahead for that reason because the witness statements did not meet the high standard which would allow them to prosecute. So the Director of Public Prosecutions is Stephen Parkinson. The person who previously held that post was Sir Keir Starmer, but he stepped down for that over 10 years ago. He was there in the last few years of Jimmy Savile's life. Anyway, so the two men were charged with the crime in April of 2024. So here we are, 18 months later. When they're very serious charges, it takes a very long time for things to come to court. If it's something petty, like writing a graffito or shoplifting, it'll come to court in a couple of months. But I mean, even murder takes about 9 months to come to court. Well, it surprises me it took so long for this to happen. And these guys' lives were in limbo because probably they're presumably their passports were taken, weren't allowed to go abroad because of a flight risk. I believe they were bailed, they were not held on remand. The other thing is, there got to be a terrible backlog in COVID of cases that weren't brought to court because you couldn't go to court buildings. Now they can do some cases online. Sometimes I don't know about what witnesses. Can you get the witnesses online? Is that suitable? Anyway, so that's why things which could have should have come to trial much sooner are facing major delays. Anyway, so the thing that they were charged with under the Official Secrets Act is giving this information, which could be reasonably assumed to be of use to a hostile state. I don't remember the particular wording of the act, but the Official Secrets Act dates back to the before the First World War, when MI5 and MI6 were established. And then there was a it was updated somewhat under the Margaret Thatcher era. All right. So thing is, Sir Keir Starmer said it's not going to change it how way it describes China. Looking on the past, it has to be how the previous government, the Conservative government, does describe them, right? So this is a matter of law. So the People's Republic of China, they responded to this. They said, "We've emphasized the outset that the allegation about China instructing the relevant British individuals to steal British intelligence is entirely fabricated and malicious slander, and we firmly reject it. We urge certain individuals in the UK to stop this kind of self-staged anti-China political farce." So Beijing will always say something's anti-China when it's true. A bit like these slave labor camps they had for Uyghurs. They lied and lied and lied. There were no such camps. No one, and obviously then they finally admitted that there were such camps. There've been data leaks, hundreds of files leaks, photos of these poor people crying who are locked up for years, decades in some cases, for having visited a foreign country or actually practicing a religion, growing a beard, stuff like that is a very, very worrying Orwellian situation. I know an overused word, but not in this case. The Uyghur genocide, separating when from children. You look at the Genocide Convention and bringing about a situation to reduce births in a group, as in separating males and females. That's one of the definitions of genocide, because the Han Chinese got such a low fertility rate. The Uyghurs mostly been believing Muslims was higher. So they've been caught out lying. And of course they're spying. Not to say the United Kingdom is entirely innocent. Of course the UK spies on China. I don't know anything about this espionage operations, but most countries spy on each other. And China, having the second largest country population in the world now, being such a major economic player, of course the UK is going to spy on it. Very difficult to do when it's a totalitarian surveillance state. So I'm guessing it must be by hacking rather than physical spying. I know you need human intelligence, someone who's in an organization, the People's Liberation Army or the Foreign Ministry or whatever, and he or she has access to info. And you can only get this information by having someone physically present. And obviously it's not easy to hack into computer systems. Not that I know anything about IT. They're very aware of it. All right. So the leader of the Conservative Unionist Party claimed that Labour had collapsed the trial on purpose. I don't know. And did the Attorney General issue a nolle prosequi order? That might have been the only right thing to do because the people were just going to be acquitted. I mean, could the law be changed subsequently? So the alleged crimes took place over only about 2 months, right at the end of 2021 into early 2023. Then in March 2023, the Messrs. Cash and Berry were apprehended under the Official Secrets Act. Okay. So the government published a review later that month, said China was an epoch-defining challenge, but it didn't say it was a national security threat. That summer of 2023, that's when there was a report to the Intelligence and Security Committee in the House of Commons saying that China has got into everywhere, every sector of the UK economy. Remember, up to 10% of Chinese adults are members of the Chinese Communist Party. They have to swear fealty to the party. They will do anything for the advancement of the interests of that party. And so they'll be in HSBC. They'll be in various IT companies. They'll be lab scientists, whatever. And they'll be hired by British companies, and they do tremendous work as well, but they'll also gather intelligence which is of use to China. Now, not to say that the UK has never aggressed China. It has. I've heard of the unequal treaties, and British people have sometimes treat Chinese people badly, and there's still some rancor about that. The Chinese think in very long time scales is one of the oldest civilizations around. And say, well, let's not pretend the Brits are entirely innocent, and that's true. They're spying on us. I know spying is a crime in any country. I don't think it's immoral. I don't blame the Chinese for espionage in the United Kingdom or other countries. Okay, they're legitimate national security threats. And so you always want to know what the opposition, if not the enemy, is thinking or planning or something like that. It's a discouragement of that country doing wrong to you. So, Chinese intelligence officers or agents, I mean, I don't think they're particularly bad people for doing it. But okay, it is against the law. They'd have to get a few years. And the United Kingdom, being the humane, doesn't execute anybody. China executes so many people. It's a state secret, so shockingly high. Could be drug dealing, could be even just a poor drug mule, some 18-year-old imbecile who was duped into carrying even cannabis could be executed for that. And that is grossly unjust. So absolutely no doubt the United Kingdom is the righteous one here, whereas in China, human life just doesn't matter at all. I had a Chinese friend, a lovely guy, with the most appalling views. But he came from an elite Beijing family and said the Tiananmen Square massacre, 1,000 people shot dead. What's 1,000 people? We have over 1 billion people. 1,000 people is nothing. It doesn't matter. Wow. And that was just sickening. And that's the thing, is people who are actually very pleasant in many ways can subscribe to the most barbaric mindset. Anyway, so it took an awful long time from the arrest. It took over a year before the two men were charged. And it was alleged that they had obtained information and provided it to China. And this has been prejudicial to security or the interests of the UK. So that was shortly before Starmer became prime minister. So the Court of Appeal last year said that a country has to be an enemy. Now, the United Kingdom is not at war against China and hasn't been since, my goodness, is it the 1840s? Would it be the Second Opium War? And it said, so, but enemy doesn't have to be a country that you're actually in a state of war against. It can be a country which represents a current threat to the national security of the United Kingdom. And it said that when it was looking at that case for those three Bulgarian nationals who were subsequently found guilty of having spied on behalf of the Russian Federation. Because, of course, the UK is not at war against Russia. So the two men crucially pleaded not guilty last October. Had they pleaded guilty, they would have been guilty. They would have been tried. but they would have got a relatively lenient sentence. Well, lucky them for pleading not guilty. Maybe they are not guilty, but the charges were just withdrawn, okay? Because you haven't said that this is a national security threat. So as it was foolish of the previous government not to label it a national security threat, which China definitely is, but they're worried about discouraging Chinese investment. The United Kingdom's had very sluggish economic growth for about a decade. But then people say it's daft to believe that if you do this, the Chinese will invest less. They're investing to make more money for them. Whether you're friendly or you're hostile, they'll do it. You know, they're fairly friendly with Russia, have been for years, yet they invested in Ukraine. And that's partly to make sure the Russians behave. If you don't play ball with us, we can lean towards the Ukrainians, things like that. So I don't think that was going to be that a problem. I mean, they still have beef with Japan, but they invest in Japan. USA is open that they're a national security threat. They still invest there. So they would continue investing. If they reduce it at all, it wouldn't be very much. Just like this new embassy for China, which Lord Charlie Banner, the UK's leading expert on planning law, said that the United Kingdom should definitely not agree to, near the old Royal Mint opposite the Tower of London. It will be a huge national security threat. Syrian Duncan Smith, former Conservative leader, said it would be a disaster to allow that to go ahead. But the government is so pussyfooted. And obviously the previous Conservative government was not firm at this as well. You looked about 2012, Cameron's Prime Minister, George Osborne was Chancellor Exchequer when the UK is in a very straitened circumstances, held the golden era of relations with China. And that's why I tried to soft pedal all these concerns to tone down criticism of China's terrible human rights record. So the UK government has really been lacking in courage, and non-selectivity is vital if a human rights policy is to be human rights policy at all. So there we go. Well, these men, maybe they would have been acquitted. I don't know. So the OSA is about whether you're doing so deliberately or recklessly, gathering this information, which could be useful, doesn't have to prove that it is useful, only could be, to a hostile state, can be reasonably assumed to whatever secret information. And they said, well, we're just helping them writing reports on this and that. Were they duped? Maybe they were just a bit naive in doing this. One, he worked for various Conservative MPs. The other guy had actually been a teacher in Hangzhou, China. And I spent some time in Hangzhou, China, not the same time as him. If they were recruited at all, would they have been recruited in China, whatever? China was brazen about this, offering people jobs in LinkedIn, inviting them to China for interviews, sometimes Hong Kong rather than mainland China, so people a little bit less suspicious, and not saying it outright what they were hiring people to do to try and obtain this information. Well, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then to PayPal, georgecallan7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.